morning, everyone. Right. Most of you probably will remember back at the very beginning of this year, I made contact with you about who was your nominated senior officer and started getting things ready for the rollout of the survey questionnaire, and that went out to you all in February. And our apologies for the time in terms of reporting on that. There's been a busy year for state records this year, but basically the survey went out in early 2013 and it was designed to measure conformity with the standard on digital record keeping, with the requirements in that standard, and to more broadly assess the implementation of digital record keeping across the jurisdiction of the State Records Act. Now, the survey questions examined whether the frameworks had been built and the governance for digital record keeping, and whether the practices and processes in place were actually providing evidence of the implementation of digital record keeping and a good digital environment. Now, we had a good response to the survey, and I thank everybody for their survey responses. And the information from those survey responses is going to be extremely useful for us in developing further guidance for you on a whole range of matters to do with digital record keeping. What the responses do, most importantly, is confirm that we are in a state of transition. There are a lot of organisations that are moving very much into a digital environment. As part of the survey, for the first time, we actually undertook a major process to verify survey responses. Now, this involved requesting documentation from a range of organisations in order to validate and confirm their survey response. For us, this process also allowed us to see firsthand how you translate our messages into practice within your own organisations, but also to see how the requirements are being translated into practice. So for us, once again, it's actually going to be extremely useful information for us for going further, going to that next step of developing further advice and strategies for you. The detailed results of the survey are available on the State Records website. From the record keeping page, there is a quick link shortcut. You can go straight through to there. And hopefully tomorrow, there will be sector-specific statistics, so you'll be able to actually do a benchmarking exercise about how you're travelling in relation to other organisations who are similar to yourself, whether you're an agency, a SOC, a council, a local health district or a university. So that should be hopefully up tomorrow. Now, what I'd like to do this morning is actually just take you through some of the key issues that have been highlighted by the survey results. Now, I have two different types of graphs, and it's really important I explain these before I start showing them to you. When you see a graph that is just all dark navy blue or dark blue, that is the aggregate. So in other words, it's the total sum of responses to that question. When you see a multicoloured graph, that is how the sectors are actually responding. So it's a breakdown of how the agencies, the state-owned corporations, the councils, the local health districts and the universities are responding to a particular question. And sometimes that's interesting to see how everyone's doing as opposed to the total sum. So I've got different graphs, so be prepared. There's going to be two different sorts of colouring that you're going to see. Now, the first issue concerns governance and whether organisations are developing frameworks for the governance of digital record keeping. Good information governance and management ensures that roles, requirements, processes and monitoring are in place to ensure that the organisation is achieving effective and efficient use of its information. Without these, there's a real risk that information loss could happen as part of this digital transition to the digital environment. So we were looking to see how much of that governance framework is in place. Okay, the first graph here, as you can see, it's a sector-specific graph, and it's showing us whether or not responsibility for digital records has been assigned to a senior officer. Overall, 84% of the public officers have assigned responsibility for this digital information to a senior officer. And on the overhead, you can see how the different sectors are actually performing. So 100% for the universities, 87% for the local health districts who are in the green on the far right, 81% for councils who are in the pale blue, 90% for state-owned corporations, and 84% for agencies. So we're actually, across the board, we're actually looking quite good in terms of actually assigning responsibility. Okay, this is question 11. And this is another good result for implementing and building, building and implementing governance frameworks, is the emphasis that our organisations have placed on ensuring that all staff and contractors are aware of their responsibilities to create and capture records. And in this graph, you can see that 72% of public officers surveyed provide this type of training to their staff and contractors. So that's actually a really good result in terms of getting the message out to the record keepers within our organisation. Okay, as government moves into using newer technologies and the digital environment, it's important that information governance through policy and rules is well established, so that staff know what's expected of them, and more importantly, the technologies we implement have reference to the organisation's record keeping requirements. What this overhead is showing you is how we're going in terms of policy and record keeping rules for the newer technologies that we're implementing into our organisations, and this is the sum total out of the survey pool. So, for instance, 23% of public officers have policy or rule about Facebook, 18% have policy rules about Twitter, 11% have rules around blogs over on the far right, and then wikis, Yammer and other social media types have even less. So one of the things that this emphasises to us is the need to be actually setting those rules and articulating them more in our organisations, because people need to know what's expected of them if they're actually using these types of technologies, and making sure obviously record keeping is addressed as part of the use of the technology. Okay, policy and record keeping rules for email. This was an area where we could see that policy and rules have been established and obviously well in place. 85% of the total number of organisations surveyed said they had policy and record-keeping rules for the use of email, and that's the answer there across the sectors. You can see everyone's doing quite well. The lowest figure there is 70% of universities, 82% of agencies, 90% of SOCs, 87% of councils, 81% of health districts. Everyone's doing this quite well. Everyone's been building these frameworks. We also found that 87% of organisations have policies and procedures for the capture of business-related email into their record-keeping systems. And 80% of organisations provide some form of training to their staff about their responsibilities to capture business-related email. So on the face of it, that looks really quite good. Unfortunately, then we looked at monitoring. And so while organisations have invested lots of resources into developing rules and policy and explaining to their organisation what they need to do, only 27% of organisations are actually monitoring that it's happening and that there is conformity with the requirements to capture business-related emails. 24% monitor some key or high-level staff or high-risk business processes. So, in other words, we've set the rules, but the next step of the governance process to monitor those isn't actually quite happening. So it is an important part of your information governance framework, so hopefully we'll see some improvement on this particular result in future surveys. The next issue that the survey brings to our attention is record-keeping requirements. Now, in the digital environment, organisations need to do basically two key things to ensure that they have digital records that they need to support their business, their decision-making, their service delivery and their accountability. First of all, they need to identify what records do they need of high-risk business processes, and making sure that the systems that they acquire have the appropriate functionality to manage these types of records. Now, the survey results indicate that identifying records required to support high-risk business activities has been a challenge for public officers, and in lots of cases this work hasn't actually been done. The results also indicate that organisations haven't incorporated record-keeping functionality into the procurement process for their new business systems. The main take-home message for this is, without an understanding of these high-risk business processes and the records that are required to support them, then decisions could actually be made during the transition to the digital environment which could expose the organisation to significant information loss or impairment of the delivery of services. So in other words, adding a level of risk to the business that your organisation actually undertakes. So looking at question six, this was about the identification of high-risk business processes in your organisation and the digital records that were required to support these processes. in some total, 47% of public officers have identified their high-risk business processes and the digital records required. Now, when we look at it across the sectors, this is what it looks like broken down into the different organisational types. So we're basically looking like at about half of each of the sectors has done this work. So 44% for agencies, 62% of SOCs have done it, 45% of councils, 56% of local health districts and 50% of universities. So we're only about halfway in that piece of work. Question 7 looked at how we monitor processes, the high-risk processes, to ensure that digital records are made and kept. And in response to this question, 62% of organisations say that they are monitoring high-risk business processes to make sure that they are capturing records of these processes. And as you can see down on the far right-hand side, 10% of organisations haven't identified the high-risk processes to monitor against. Okay. Looking at record-keeping functionality into new business systems design, this graph actually shows us how the sectors are travelling in relation to policy and procedures requiring the incorporation of record-keeping functionality into the design process. A total of 39% of public officers have done this work, who answered yes to this. So what we're actually seeing is only really, at the end of the day, about 30-odd percent of each of the sectors having done this so far. The results to questions 23 were interesting for us because they reveal that many organisations are yet to grapple with the governance issues and the information management requirements around business systems. 36% of organisations had identified all the owners of their business systems, which hold records of high-risk business. 21% have a partial listing. 15% are planning to do this at some point during this financial year. So really, to show you that slide is really just to emphasise the fact that this is quite fundamental work to the governance of the business systems and their ongoing management, because if we don't know what systems we've got, then how do we plan for them? So that is a result there that we hope to see improve over time. Another key issue that was raised in the survey was planning for the disposal of digital records. And the survey findings actually confirmed the anecdotal evidence of poor rates of disposal and also provided some further understandings about why public officers aren't planning and undertaking digital disposal. So I've just listed some of the key feedback that we got from the survey responses about, well, the records in the EDRMS haven't actually got to their retention period yet, or the organisation's decided to retain all the records. I'm glad you all laughed, because I must admit my eyebrows went up when I was sort of reading some of these. No need to dispose because we've got adequate storage capacity. And then the last one, which was a bit sad, was the limited resources to implement digital disposal. So there's a whole variety of reasons, obviously, there about why this isn't actually happening. So things for all of us to think about and think about how we can address. Okay. So, briefly, 77% of public officers have not disposed of records out of their EDRMS systems. So, yep, 11% in the last 6 months, 4% in the last year, 8% in the last 2 years, and a startling 77% have never disposed. In terms of the disposal of records out of business systems, a similar kind of result. Less than 50% of organisations have identified retention and disposal requirements when developing requirements for new business systems. So before they even plug it in and make it go, they haven't actually, only a small number have actually worked out how long the information will need to be kept within that business system. There's also a low rate of identification of things in existing business systems. So things that, records that need to be kept for longer, 5 years or longer, how many organisations had actually addressed this, and 28% had addressed it for all their systems, 49% for some systems, so maybe a little prioritisation or being strategic about which systems we're working on at the moment, 18% said they hadn't done it at all, 3% didn't know, and 2% told me it wasn't applicable to them. In terms of what we're seeing here is that public officers aren't progressing plans for the disposal of digital records. And what we also found through asking about how you actually are thinking about this for your business systems, we actually found out that many organisations are going to address this in the future. Or they're not intending to dispose of digital records that they hold in their business systems. A small proportion of organisations indicated that they dispose of records as part of systems migration or decommission. So as you can see from this, the biggest bar on that graph is address disposal in future, that's 38%. 21% are going to keep all records in the business system. On this side, on the left-hand side, particularly for those down the back, we've got 19% through system migration, 17% through system decommissioning. Over on the right-hand side, 30% don't dispose of any digital records and 5% didn't know what they actually did in their organisation. So for what these kinds of results indicate to us that there's obviously a lot of obstacles and challenges with doing digital disposal, including inadequate planning. And without planning and the implementation of digital disposal, organisations are going to end up with systems clogged with data and records that should have been retired and deleted some time ago. So we have an issue that we need to work on. The next issue that we looked at was the migration of digital records. And this was an issue that we wanted to look at because we wanted to find out how prepared organisations were for migrating digital records and maintaining accessibility to digital records to meet their ongoing business and accountability requirements. Now, underpinning good migrations are policies and procedures for migrating the records, and what we found was that only a very small number of organisations have these policies and procedures in place. We had been aware that some organisations were doing migrations because people ring us up and ask interesting questions. So what we were once again able to do is confirm some of that anecdotal evidence that approximately 20% of the public officers were disposing of records through business system migration processes. What we also found out through these series of questions was that documenting system configurations is a bit of an issue because the survey confirmed there are very few documented system configurations. So just to give you some idea of how this looks, this is the question on whether or not you have policy and procedures for migrating digital records. Only 25% of the public officers surveyed have these policies and procedures, which means 75% of public officers don't have these policies and procedures or frameworks in place to manage the migration of digital records. When I looked at it from a sector perspective, about a quarter of each of the sectors have these kinds of frameworks. So it's not being done well, or there's not a lot of it in any of the particular sectors. Everyone's obviously facing the same kinds of challenges in this area. Okay, this question's looking at documented key system business system configuration. So not every single system, but the key business systems in your organisations and whether they have documented configurations. And 50% say yes, 10% say no, 28% say some systems only, and 11% responded with a don't know. So obviously for us, these kinds of results highlight the need for more practical advice on migrating digital records and planning for long-term management of these records, including migration and obviously where you're going to deal with them in terms of potential transfer perhaps. Okay, also looked finally at the management of legacy or older business systems and the management of long-term digital records. More than half of the organisations surveyed, and there was 279 organisations surveyed, more than half of them have legacy systems or older business systems. So everyone's got this issue. There are a range of strategies that are being used by public officers to manage these systems, with migration to new systems or retirement of systems with their records maintained within that older system as the two most popular options being used. The survey results also indicated that many organisations are starting to consider how they might manage the long-term retention of their digital records in key business systems, and a number of organisations identify backups as their solution for long-term retention. Now, we were concerned about this kind of feedback because backup tapes are only accessible for 2 to 3 years. So for us, this approach is not sustainable for long-term information management purposes. So it raises questions for us. As you can see from this graph, each of the sectors has legacy or older systems, with the local health districts coming out with more legacy systems than anybody else. Or more of them having this issue. So in other words, no one is alone on this issue. Okay, now this gives you an idea of the kinds of strategies that are being used to manage legacy systems or older business systems. And as I noted before, migrating to new systems wins with 65%. Systems retired and retained with the records kept in those systems, 62%. 7% responded that their systems are retired but the records are not migrated or accessible. 10% advised us that the systems were assessed as low risk and turned off. So those are the strategies that are being used to manage these older systems out there. Okay, 53% of organisations, we found out, have started to identify their digital state archives in their EDRMS and their key business systems. So you can see from this graph that this work is actually happening across all the sectors, so it's obviously something of interest to all of us. While the identification of digital state archives has occurred, the survey results indicate only a small percentage, 7% in total, are planning to transfer these digital state archives to state records. So we anticipate that the intention or the planning to transfer response will increase once the Digital State Archives project is fully online and operational. So I think this is interesting when you take it into account with the disposal. There is something going on, but we're not actually doing disposal, but we might be doing identification of some key stuff that we think needs to be managed long term. So what's next? Well, I'm hoping I don't have to crunch any more numbers for a while. But the survey results indicate to us that many organisations in our jurisdiction, the public offices, are transitioning their business processes to the digital environment. So it's happening. It's truly, truly happening. But what we find is that many organisations need to do more to make this transition a success. The absence of appropriate governance frameworks and the failure to identify high-risk business processes is making the transition more difficult, and the potential that organisations could be exposed to significant information loss as they make that transition. To assist organisations in what they should do next, at the back of the report, and also scattered through the report, there's a list of priorities for both state records and for public offices. We'll obviously be working on our priorities, which include working on more practical guidance, particularly around the issues of disposal and migration. And we would encourage you to look at the list of priorities and for public offices and to incorporate these into your business planning over the next 12 months. The main thing to remember is by implementing the priorities, we can then provide the necessary certainty to our organisations that their digital record keeping is fit for purpose. So thank you very much.